from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Third Avenue has reopened between Pine and Cedar Streets following a weapons investigation. Police had it shut down until shortly after 2 o'clock following the overnight incident. Anyone with information or video is asked to call Timmins Police immediately. They say they won't release any more information until next week. While a prime block downtown was a crime scene and inaccessible to the public today, Corey Robin was frustrated. He is both executive director of the BIA and a city councilor. He freely admits that there's a lot of crime downtown, mostly break-ins, but the last 3 days have been beyond what's become the norm. Robin says in that time frame, by his count, there were 8 break-ins. Some businesses suffered it more than once.
Here we have a closed down street with a large police presence investigating. And we're waiting for the police to tell us what they're investigating. So we're all kind of on the hinge of what's going on, but it doesn't feel like a safe downtown today.
Robin says the incidence of crime downtown has actually decreased over the past year as the BIA and the police cooperate proactively on several initiatives. Listen to our entire interview on MyTimmonsNow.com. It was already a cold and dark Friday the 13th when our region lost electricity early this morning. Power started going off shortly after 6 o'clock. Hydro One says the interruption affected 35,000 customers between Timmins and Kapuskasing. It was restored in stages and everyone had lights and heat again by 9:30. The cause is not yet confirmed. In Country 93.1 Sports, a 3-game NOJHL road trip for the Timmins Rock this weekend. They play in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan against the Eagles tonight at 7:30. The Sioux Thunderbirds tomorrow night on the Ontario side at 7. Then Sunday afternoon at 1 in Blind River against the Beavers. Just one game for the Iroquois Falls Storm this weekend. They host the Hearst Lumberjacks tomorrow night at 7:30.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.